Appellate bonds is a topic that I think a lot of practitioners think that they know everything about, but there are a lot of subtle nuances to this topic. So my hope is that whether you've been practicing criminal appellate law for 3 years or 30 years, you're going to find something, some little nugget of information, or maybe a practical tip that's going to help you in either when you're advocating for an appellate bond for your client, or if you're an appellate prosecutor, you're defending against a request for an appellate bond. I just wanted to point out that in the paper, a lot of the cases that I cite to are unpublished. I don't think it comes as a shock that a lot of the issues that come up in appellate bond situations result in unpublished cases. But those are really there to serve as a guide for you. They're there for you to be able to look at the facts and say, okay, does the record that I'm going to put forth fit more with this case or this case? So I just wanted to put that out there. All right, so jumping right in, Article 44.04 of the Code of Criminal Procedure is what governs appellate bonds. And that governs the eligibility for bonds in misdemeanor and felony cases in two situations. The first is going to be post-conviction, and the second is going to be post-reversal of that conviction by a higher court. And I want to point out that eligible means that a defendant is eligible to be considered for a bond pending appeal. This is really important, especially when you're seeking a bond after the imposition of a sentence, but before the appeal has reached its determination, because for those of you who represent criminal defendants, you need to manage their expectations appropriately. The trial court is vested with a lot of discretion in these situations, and with that discretion comes the ability to deny your client a bond if they meet some of the prongs that are outlined in the statute. So I would encourage you to be forthcoming with the defendants and tell them, hey, we can ask for a bond because you're eligible, but you may not necessarily get it.